Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Very rapidly, the left is losing authority. That doesn't mean we're going to be minus the left anytime soon, but the mic's open there. The institutions that organize and distribute the sentiment of the left, they're not going anywhere. But it's beginning to look like we're going to gradually slide into a very much needed political reformation. And this was inevitable. Now, part of the problem has been that for a very long time, you have been flooded on a regular basis by the news, the media, whatever you want to call them, by a narrative that is completely and totally empty. We live in a media stream that, when you look at what they're saying, it has nothing to do with what's going on. We are battered all the time. Our conflict, then, isn't merely the left versus the right. The left, as a group, it's the left versus the plainest form of observable reality. Like, for example, the quote, coverage, close quote, of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Instead of anything that helps us understand what just took place, they've given us all of this time of imposed psychosis. I mean, the first thing that came out of their faces when this occurred was that Charlie Kirk was shot by a supporter firing a celebratory round. I mean, every time I'm having a good day, I get out there and I start firing celebratory rounds. I know what they're talking about. Or he was shot because of his hate speech. And it was an active, violent force that made the round hit him. Or he was shot by a Trump supporter who lived with his transgender lover and wrote Antifa slogans on his ammunition. Now, this particular brand of derangement, which cannot call a spade, isn't organized by a coherent ideology at all. It is, it's put together and organized by a shared contempt. 30 years ago, a guy named Christopher Lash wrote, "A set of overlapping status groups have perceived themselves as a new elite, built around their sense of America's a dark and ugly society. The institutional left understands itself as high status, living exclusively in an echelon created by a common opposition, a disgust for an incorrigibly racist and backward country. They're self-isolating, withdrawing from a culture they regard as provincial and bigoted. They see themselves as an expert class that the country's too dumb to properly obey." And he wrote that the new elites are in revolt against middle America as they imagine it, a nation technologically backward, politically reactionary, repressive in its sexual morality, middle brow in its tastes, smug and complacent, dull and dowdy. And these are the people who describe us to us. They're sitting in a studio or a classroom. that's never heard a Republican speak out loud. And they're telling us what the murder of Charlie Kirk means. And this is a cycle from hell. The sense-making institutions tell us what is, and then we're forced to ignore them. Armies of credentialed specialists endlessly narrate to you while you don't care about their storytelling at all. And as they would put it, we are not listening to the experts. Back in early 2016, Bill Maher had Ann Coulter on the show, and he was asking his guests which Republican had the best chance of becoming president, and Ann Coulter said Donald Trump, which caused all kinds of laughter. Remember that? Remember all the laughter about Donald Trump? The idea was impossible. A fever dream. Everyone knew Trump had no chance. Except he did actually end up winning the election. So then, everything, you know, when you shoot forward 8 years later, 2024, everything now is just more. Instead of Trump just being Hitler, now he's Hitler. And returning him to the presidency would end us. First of all, they tried to sue him out of existence. They tried to take him off the ballots, right? They tried to convict him of things, and they tried to find him guilty of things. And that just created a new meme for us, didn't it? I'm going to vote for a felon, didn't it? I mean, that's what we got for it. And now, depending on where you live, right? Depending on where you live. If you live in one of the blue states, one of the blue cities, then Donald Trump, of course, is evil. He's evil. The news is going to go along with whoever's in charge there. It's a one-party bastion everywhere you go with these things. But, and what do you hear? And I mean, you understand why now, right? You understand that the whole sanctuary city thing is a grift. This is why, how do you think the left got into this one-party domination in the first place? They have been, you know, they've been hanging out with the cartels, using them. They use the Democrats. It's quite the little symbiotic relationship, if you will. Now, as much as I try to look at Charlie Kirk and say that I was surprised it took as long as it did, and I was surprised it was a non-political person, the more I look at that, the more I come to realize that it could have been anybody at any given time. Because the left is in the middle of cultural psychosis. And normal people are beginning to notice. We've got to stop listening. And I think the nation is ready to stop listening and arguing with lunatics. And, you know, most of America wants to get out of this loop. Whatever's next, let's go find that and move on. One of the problems with Russia is that they have a nuclear arsenal, of course. And, well, what else? What is the foundation of this nuclear arsenal? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.